Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the concept, with this we could understand the significance of Rosh Hashanah and what we're out to do on Rosh Hashanah. Paragraph Ches. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah nivra Adam arishon. Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah, shehu tzorech lahashlim kol habriya shenivra b'shvilo kanal. He was the one who was supposed to complete the creation, which was all created for him. As the pasuk says, "Asher bora Elokim la'asois, shekol habriya shebor Hashem yizborach, hakol bora la'asois." Everything Hashem created, He created to do, la'asois, to do, meaning sheho odom yitzarech la'asois ulasaken ulahashlim kol advarim, that man will have to do, and he'll have to fix, and he'll have to improve in order to bring things to a state of completion. Ki hachitim tzrichen litchoin, wheat has to be ground up, v'chulu, etc., etc., kanal as we discussed earlier. V'ikra hashleimus v'atikun shel kol hamalochos v'homnus v'al yidei emuna. And we explained earlier that the main thing that's able to bring things to a state of completeness is emuna, shehi shleimus kol hadvorim. Emuna is the completeness of everything. V'zeh tzrichen b'rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the most important day where this is appropriate is on Rosh Hashanah, Sheboi Nivra Adam Arishon B'Shvil Zeh Kanal. That's the day on which Hashem created him, and Hashem created him for this purpose. He was created on Rosh Hashanah, and he was created to make a tikkun for the world through Emuna, to bring the world to a state of completion based on Emuna. Al kein, therefore, Kol Ha'avoida Shel Rosh Hashanah, therefore, all of our mitzvahs on Rosh Hashanah are all related to this concept of bringing emuna into the world. Which is the main manifestation of Hashem's kingdom. Because we said many times that emuna and malchus are synonymous. We say it in davening in the morning. Umalchusoi ve'emunosoi lo'ad kayomis. Hashem's kingdom and His trustworthiness are eternal, are permanent. So emuna and malchus are synonymous. So if Rosh Hashanah is tikkun ho'emuna, the tikkun ho'emuna is brought about through tikkun hamalchus, or His galus hamalchus, the manifestation of the malchus. Shebozeh anu oiskim b'Rosh Hashanah, which is what we're involved in on Rosh Hashanah. Kama ishanu oimrim kama pomim, as we say several times throughout the tefillah, v'simloich ato Hashem levadecho, Hashem, you and only you should rule over us. Maloich al kol ho'ilam kulei b'chvedecho. And in another place we say, Hashem, please rule over the entire world. V'chois min b'chol abrochois, and in all the blessings of the Shmon Esrei related to the holiday, we say, Melech al kol horetz. Hashem is king, but we keep declaring the kingdom. Why? Ki ikar Rosh Hashanah hu legalos malchusa yizborach. Because the main objective on Rosh Hashanah is to announce Hashem's kingdom and declare it. Shehi bechinas emuna ki yadua. As is known that malchus is synonymous with emuna. Those two go together. Because it's impossible for a person to accept upon himself Hashem's kingdom properly without faith. That's why the Shema, our tefillah of Shema, is called two things. It's Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemaim. The word Shema is three letters. The Ayin stands for oil, the Yokov. Mem stands for Malchus, the kingdom. Shemaim is heaven. That's Shema. We're accepting upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem's kingdom. And the Shema is the declaration of our faith. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikeinu, Hashem Echad, that Hashem is one. Here again you see these two things coming together. Malchus and Emuna are one. And the main time for it is Rosh Hashanah, because that's Adam Rishon's birthday. That's when he was brought into the world for this purpose. To bring the world to completion, which is through Emuna, which is through Malchus. Therefore, what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? We emphasize the Emuna and the Malchus. Vaydezeh mashlimim kol habriya. And that's how we participate in completing the entire creation. She'ikr shleimusa al yidei ha'odam, where its completeness, the main completeness of the world, is only through man, she'nivra b'yoyim zeh, who was created on this day, on Rosh Hashanah. V'al kein oimrim b'Rosh Hashanah, zeh hayoyim tchilas ma'asecha. This is why in the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah we say, today is the beginning of Hashem's action. Afal pi sheroiv habriya nivra b'chamisha yomim harishonim mechof heyelul ad Rosh Hashanah. Even though we know that the fact is that the vast majority of the world was created before Rosh Hashanah, the first 5 days from chof heyelul until Rosh Hashanah. That's when everything was made. Man was the last guy to appear on the horizon. The last creation of Hashem was man. So then how is it that we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem, today is the beginning of your maisim? Ach me'acha she'b'Rosh Hashanah nivra ha'odom. However, once you're aware of the fact that on Rosh Hashanah, man was created. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is when man was created, the sixth day of creation. She'b'shviloi nivra ha'koel, where everything in creation was created for the sake of man. V'hu mesakeinu mashlim ha'koel, and man is the one who's in a position to and obligated to fix everything and complete everything. Alkei nechshav ki'ilu kol habriya nivra b'yom hazeh. Therefore, it's considered as if the entire creation took place on that day. Just as lahavdil, you have any product that's made. Let's say you have lahavdil, you buy a bottle of soda, and it has on it a date, miyutzar, this and this date. They're not telling you the day that the plastic bottle was made. They're telling you the day that they poured the liquid into the bottle and sealed it, and boom, the day that it was completed, that's the day that they put on it as the creation date. Not the day that it was started. If something took a year to make, they put the completion date as the creation date. So too on the world. The one who was in a position to complete the creation was man. Therefore, the day on which he was created is called Tchilas Masecha. That's when the world began. Valkeinom Razal B'Tishrei Nivra Ho'ilam. This is why the Gemara makes a simple statement. The world was created in Tishrei. Not true. Most of it happened in Elul, 5 days before. Because it's in Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that man was created, who is the main event in creation. Kihu mashlim hakol. He's the one who's in a position to complete everything. Ve'ikur ho'emuna. Okay, so that's Rav Nosenzal's first presentation. He wants to explain what Rosh Hashanah is all about, what its history is, and therefore, what Adam Rishon's main purpose in the world was, and therefore, what we as Jews are responsible to reinitiate every year on Rosh Hashanah. This Tikkun HaOlam based on Emunah and Malchus, based on declaring the Emunah and Malchus of Hashem. V'ikrohu Emunah, yefshel kabel kiyum al yedei tzadikei ador. Now, Rav Nosenzal is going to switch to a different. From this point on, he's introducing chapter 31 in Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph. Rav Nosenzal says, V'ikrohu Emunah, yefshel kabel kiyum al yedei tzadikei ador. If a Jew wants to have real faith in Hashem, it's impossible to get to that without the tzaddikim of the generation. Shehem shomrei habris be'emes, which means those people who are really outstanding in shmiras habris, in purity. Ki emuno tluya bebris, because faith is dependent on tikkun habris. Kimo shekosuv besimen lamed aleph anal. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 31 in Likutei Moran, he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ubrisi ne'emenes loy." My covenant was trustworthy to him. And there the pasuk puts these two items together, bris and emuna, that those two go together. So who are the ones who have the highest level of emuna? Who are the ones who are qualified to teach emuna? Those that are outstanding in Shmiras Habris, in Tikkun Habris. Alkein tzrichin lenesoya letzadikei emes al Rosh Hashanah. This is why it's so important on Rosh Hashanah for a person not to rely on himself or his neighbors to daven in his regular shul, but rather the person's supposed to travel to the tzaddikim for Rosh Hashanah. Kidei lizkois al yodom le'emuna shlema. Because it's through them that the person can hope to come to a complete faith, shezeh ikar Rosh Hashanah kanal, which is the main purpose of Rosh Hashanah. The main tikkun of Rosh Hashanah is the tikkun of man, which is to complete the world, which is through emuna. Ki tzaddik human denotar bris, because the Zohar HaKadosh defines a tzaddik as one who is shomer habris, one who is pure in things related to men and women, that whole area. Now, just for a moment, to show the connection, how according to Kabbalah this fits perfectly. We just said that emuna is malchus. What is malchus dependent on? Bris, yisoid. The sphere, the attribute of Hashem that's closest to malchus is yisoid, tikkun habris. So therefore, logically, it's the one who has mastered yisoid, which are the tzaddikim, they're the ones who are in a position to make the tikkun for malchus, emunah. The light of Hashem goes from keser to chachma to bina to down to yisoid to malchus. The thing immediately above malchus is yisoid, which is the nickname for the tzaddikim. The pasuk says v'tzaddik yisoid olam. The tzaddik is the foundation of the world. So therefore, the one who has perfected tzaddik, he's the one who's in a position to make the tikkun for the malchus. Therefore, it's tzaddikim who have the ability to teach us emunah. Just like the pasuk says, remember the pasuk which Chavakuk brought to show that the whole Torah is summarized by emunah. He quotes the pasuk, "V'tzaddik be'emunoso yichya." A tzaddik with his faith lives. He lives with faith. Meaning that the tzaddikim are the masters of emunah, and they're the ones who are in a position to give it to us. So out of all the different, every day of the year, a Jew is required to have emunah. But it's understood that the most important day of the year, where a Jew is working on making the tikkun for his emunah, is Rosh Hashanah. That's why we keep declaring Hashem's kingdom on Rosh Hashanah 450 times. We're talking about melech, 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 to emphasize that tikkun ho'emunah by accepting upon ourselves the oil malchus shamayim. We need to know that if we really want to have faith, we have to plug into the tzaddikim. And this is why it's an interesting point. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a chapter in Shulchan Aruch that deals with respect for one's rabbi. And the question that comes up there is, what do you mean rabbi? What if a person has 10 rabbis? Which is considered the most important Rebbe? Who's considered the Iker Rebbe of a person? The answer is, it's the one who taught him Emunah in Hashem. It's not necessarily the one who taught him how to read Gemara, it's the one who taught him his faith in Hashem, who gave him that foundation, a solid foundation of faith in Hashem. That's the most important limud for a person. And we said that the tzaddikim are the ones who are most qualified for that. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, the super importance of going to the tzaddik. Ois tes. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'hine mavura b'hatorah hanal. It's explained in the chapter on Likutei Moran that we just referenced, chapter 31, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Shayidei tikkun habris zeichen lasois nefoshois, that based on a level of tikkun habris that a person has, that's what gives them the ability, and that's what determines the quality of the nefoshois that they produce, the children that they produce, or the souls that they bring into the world. Ki zeichen li ahavo v'kisufen nekdusha. Because when a person is zeichet to tikkun habris, they're zeichet to have a holy type of love and holy desires, shehem yikorin ma'oid, which is something that's very precious. Shaydezeh oisin nefoshois, because it's these desires that create souls. In fact, the word nefesh in Hebrew is used to mean desire. There's a pasuk in Chumash when Avram said to the Bnei Ches, if it is your desire to allow me to bury my wife here, do ABC. And the wording in the pasuk over there is, im yesh es nafshechem, likboir es mesi, and Rashi says there, nafshechem means ritzoinchem, your ritzoin. So that when we use the term soul, the soul of a person is the desires of a person. Sheheim bechinas nekudois lo'oiseis ha-toirah. Which Rabbein Nizal says in this chapter on Likutei Moran, that the desire is the vowels of the letters of the Torah. Shaideze Iker Hitstarfuson Vizivugon Shel Oisio Satoira Lasoi Sezepula, whereby it's the vowels that go together with the letters in the Torah that actually unite the letters and give them life and give them the ability to move and to do something. Because the letters alone can't function, can't create, can't do. When the letters have vowels associated with them, then they're alive and well and move. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter, Mekutimran, Va'ayin Shom Kol Ze Heitev, Rav Nosson Zal says, check this all out very well in chapter 31 on Likutei Moran. Va'ayin b'ma shenitfas samuch loze b'lishoini, and also see the appendix to that chapter, which is written right next to the chapter on Likutei Moran, Hamaschil, which begins with the words zivugon v'hitstarfuson shel hoisius, the mating and combining of letters in the Torah. Ayin Shom, look that all over well, Rav Nosson Zal says, because that's an introduction to what he's going to say here. V'sehu yesh hevel asher nasa al ha'oretz. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that this is the concept of what it says in Koheles, that there is a breath. There are two types of breath in the world. There's one breath which results in tzaddikim doing the acts of rishoyim, and there's another form of breath that causes Rishoim to do the acts of Tzadikim. This is a pasuk in Koheles, which says, Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa La'oretz Asher Magia L'Tzadikim K'maisah Rishoim V'Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa La'oretz Shemagia L'Rishoim K'maisah Tzadikim V'Zeh B'chinas Gilgulei HaNefoshos. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that this deals with the topic of Gilgul, where you can have a person who up until a certain day in his life is behaving like a Rasha. And one morning he wakes up and he suddenly has an urge for tshuva and this, that, and he becomes a religious person. And one of the things that has to do with that is the fact that it's very possible that a nefesh of a tzaddik went inside of him, and that's what's turning him around. That's what's affecting this major change in his feelings and his attitudes and his desire and everything. And sometimes you can have just the opposite. A person that's been a tzaddik for a major portion of his life, and then one day suddenly starts acting differently because the nefesh of a rasha entered inside of him and is causing the opposite. Uklal hadavar, to summarize what's written over there, Shema'oid yokor hakisufin v'hahishtoikikus ledavar shebikdusha. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, emphasizes that it's very precious, the desires and yearning that a person has for holiness, for a mitzvah, for doing a good deed, ki al yodom nishave nefesh, because it's desire that creates souls. V'nigmar al yidei hadibur, however, the desire creates the soul in an intangible form. What completes the soul and actually makes it alive and functioning is when a person expresses their desire in words. When a person says, Hashem, I love you and I want to come close to you, I want to serve you, when they are able to arouse that desire and express it in words, that actually creates nefoshos. V'yotzei u'mizgalgel. And those nefoshos come out and they roll. The word mizgalgel literally means roll. Here it means they go places. U'lefomim mizgalgel u'bo ha'nefesh digdusha l'toy ha'rosha. There are times that the results of a Jew's good desires that have been expressed verbally, that nefesh that's created goes into a rasha, v'neiflim lo hirhurei tshuva, and the rasha suddenly finds himself being bombarded with thoughts of tshuva, v'tuchal lahachziroi lamuto, and sometimes that could actually turn him around and make him good, v'chein lehepach. And the opposite is true also. If a Jew desires the wrong thing, they desire sin and things that are anti-Hashem, and if a Jew expresses that desire in words, that can create a nefesh ra, and that nefesh can chas v'shalom go into a religious person or into a tzaddik and cause the tzaddik to start having anti-Hashem feelings, chas v'shalom. V'zehu, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that this is what's meant by the pasuk Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa Al-Horetz. Hevel means breath, literally breath or air. Hevel, hu hevel peh, The word hevel means the breath that comes out of a person's mouth, typically. Shemishom yoitzim hanefoshos. That's where the souls come forth from. When Hashem created Adam HaRishon, where did Adam HaRishon's soul come from? It says in the Pasuk, Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim, that Hashem blew into the nostrils of Adam HaRishon a living soul. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Man denofach mitoichoy nofach. When a person blows, the breath that's coming out of his mouth, it doesn't originate in the mouth. It's coming from inside the person. It's coming from inside his lungs, etc. Kaviyachol. When Hashem blew, also it was coming from kaviyachol, inside Hashem. We don't know literally what that means. But again, we're referring to this nefesh that even a human being, the Zohar HaKadosh says that there's a pasuk, V'leimor l'tzion amiato, that Hashem says to the Jewish people, you are my people. So the Zohar HaKadosh says the word ami is spelled ayin mem yud. And in the Torah, it doesn't have any vowels under it. It could be read imi, with me. Hashem says to the Jewish people, you are with me. Just like I create with my words, you too, the Jews, also have the ability to create with their words, including creating nefoshos. That's what Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter in Likutei Moharan a lot, that the desires of a person, and especially when those desires are expressed verbally, it's an incredible koyach. It actually creates living things that can affect changes in the person himself and could affect changes in other people. Vaydezeh yesh tzadikim, etc., etc. Vyesh rishoim shemagil aleim kemaiset tzadikim, alidei shemizgalge letoichon hevel kodosh, dahainu nefesh mikisuvim toivim. And that's how it's possible for these kind of changes to happen. A tzadik suddenly feeling bad desires, or a rosha suddenly feeling good desires, and it's coming from a different yid who had strong ritzainos, and those ritzainos were expressed in words, and those ritzainos traveled and affected a change in another person. The question is asked here, the person that's receiving these nefoshos, it seems that he has no free choice in the matter. Not true. That's part of a person's tefillah. The Arizal explains that when we make a bracha every morning, Sheloya Sani Goy Bracha Dasha, the Arizal explains that when a person goes to sleep at night and they return their soul to Hashem, very often the souls go to certain locations in heaven where they can do a switcheroo. And the person wakes up in the morning not getting back exactly what they submitted last night, getting back something different. That's one of the cases of this kind of change taking place. And therefore, that's one of the reasons why we have special prayers before we go to sleep and special prayers after we go to sleep. Those prayers are supposed to serve as a protection for a person, to protect him from receiving any diseases, any spiritual diseases, receiving any of these nefoshos that could chas v'shalom do harm to him.
Are these dead nefoshos? I mean, what are they?
No, they're souls that don't have bodies necessarily to go into. There's a place in heaven called Heichle HaTmuros, the place of exchanges. This is discussed in the writings of the Arizal, where this type of thing can take place. And again, it's not random. It's all based on deeds and misdeeds and all kinds of different things that determine who this happens to.
These nefoshos that were alive before? And then...
The answer is, I'm not totally acquainted with this information. Rabbeinu Zal told a story, the 11th story in Sipuri Maisis, 11th or the 12th, is called the story of the prince and the pauper that got exchanged. And on that story, Rav Moshe Zal, El Nikutei Halachos, discusses a little bit from the writings of the Arizal on this topic, explaining how this happens and why this happens, and therefore why certain things that we discuss in our Tfilas Shachris are related to that. But obviously, to understand this really thoroughly, one would have to know the Arizal's writings on this topic. This is definitely a topic that's discussed there. You know. So no, the thought creates the neshama, but what finishes it is dibur. What completes it is the dibur.
And somebody else can have a thought or something and then go into another person.
Yeah. Kol Yisrael Arei. Just like I can talk to you. Can somebody approach you and talk to you and convince you differently from what you thought? Yes. So sometimes it happens when you're conscious of it, and sometimes it happens when you're not conscious. Sometimes you get to see it, Sometimes you don't get to see it. Sometimes you could have a neighbor living next door, and you think that just because you didn't say anything to him and he didn't say anything to you, he's not having any effect on you. And it's not necessarily true. All kinds of messages being transmitted that you know about and that you don't know about. Again, the chapter in Likutei Moharan that addresses this at length is 31. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take this related to the shofar, related to the breath coming out of shofar, and he's going to explain the significance of that bedafka on Rosh Hashanah.
Is this the first chelek
of Likutei Moharan? Yes. V'zeh b'chinas shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. With this, we could understand the concept of the shofar that's blown on Rosh Hashanah. Listen to the havolim. Ki ha-havolim, special effects. Where's Spielberg? Ki ha-havolim shel ha-shofar heim bechinas havolim dikdusha. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the breath of the shofar, that's what Rav Nosson Zal referred to over there as the breath of kedusha. Bechinas nefoshois kedoshois, representing holy souls coming forth. Shaydezeh choizrim horishoim b'tshuva kanal. Which Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moharan, that when these holy souls come forth and travel and go into people, they can actually get a person, a Rosha, to be Chozer B'tshuva, by this Kiddusha going inside of him. Shezeh Tzrichin B'Rosh Hashanah. What more appropriate time is there for this than Rosh Hashanah? Shehu Yoim Rishoin Laseres Yimei Tshuva. That's day number one of the 10 days of the year that are designated most for Tshuva. Now you understand why the shofar on that day especially. Because one of the main things that's able to affect Yidden doing tshuva is these nefashos going into Yidden. And these nefashos come from Hevel Peh. That's where they come from. Just like when Hashem put a nefesh into Adam Arishon, it was through Hevel Peh. V'chol zeh mekablim mitzadikei ho'emes shanu noisim aleim u'mekashrim atzmeinu lahem. And Rav Nosson Zal says, where does a person really get this from? If a person wants to get these holy nefashos, what's the most important, best place to get it from? From the true tzaddikim, to whom we travel and to whom we attach ourselves. Ki heim bechinas balei nefesh. Because they are called balei nefesh. If you recall in Shulchan Aruch, we've had this a few times, where the Shulchan Aruch mentions a certain law, and it says, this is for the regular people. Then it says, imhu bal nefesh yachmir al atzmoy. If he's an extra religious person, he should take the stricter view in this item. So the term bal nefesh refers to an exceptionally religious person, which means a tzaddik. That's a nickname for a tzaddik. Bal nefesh, masters of the souls. Shemehem mimshochim kol hanefoshois v'havolim dikdusha. It's from the tzaddikim that there come forth all of these holy souls and this holy breath. Shaydezeh yecholin lahachzir kol harishoim b'tshuva, which has the ability to bring back all rishoim in tshuva. V'zeh ubechinas shofar shel ayil shehu eloi shel yitzchok shenekad al gab yamizbeach. And this is why we use specifically a ram's horn, representing the ram that replaced Yitzchok on the Akedah. Because we want to remind Hashem of the zechus, of the fact that Yitzchak Avinu was prepared to sacrifice himself on an altar. Watch Rav Nosson Zal now zero in and pinpoint what exactly is the most important issue in the Akedah. Tainu ki ikr zechus Akedas Yitzchak hu bechinas rotzoin v'kisufin nikdusha. Because if we want to analyze this correctly, the main zechus of the Akedah isn't what Yitzchak Avinu did, or what Avram Avinu did, it's what they wanted to do, what they were willing to do. Shezehoyo ikar mailas hanisoyoin shel Avram v'Yitzchak. That's the main outstandingness of the test of Avram and Yitzchak. Ki ikar haschus humashen esratzu lishochet v'lo musal kiddush Hashem. The main zechus is that they were prepared to slaughter Yitzchak Avinu and to have him die al Kiddush Hashem. Validei shenisratzu lazeh barotzon sholem be'emes, and because of the fact that they were 100% willing to go ahead with it, nechshav ki'ilu nishchat v'nikrav al gam yamizbeach. It's considered exactly as if Yitzchak Avinu was slaughtered and sacrificed on the altar. Afal pi shebe'emes loy sholach yodo yelov. even though the truth is that Avraham Avinu didn't slaughter him. He did not do anything to him. Nimtza, look at this. Suddenly, Rav Nosson Zal just put a pin in the big balloon. We have this big balloon, all the Jews are making this big deal on Rosh Hashanah that we've got the secret weapon to get Hashem to forgive all of us. All we got to do is remind him of the fact that a Jew was ready to die for Kiddush Hashem. So what, man? But he didn't die. He lived. Oh, big, ready to die. Maybe he was ready. No, not maybe. That's the item which we put our whole faith in, that's what's going to turn around Hashem's anger, and that's what's going to get the whole Jewish people forgiven on Rosh Hashanah. Reminding Hashem of the act of Avram Yitzchak. What was their act? Their act was Rotzon. That's what their act was. That they showed a willingness to be prepared to die for Hashem. Nimtza she'ikr zchuso akedo hurak rotzon v'kisufin nikdush. That's what it is. It's holy desire. Umachmas she'yitzchak zocha oz l'kisufin kidoishim ko'ela be'emes b'mesiras nefesh kozer. And because of the fact that Yitzchak Avinu was zocha to such a level of desire to please Hashem with such mamish mesiras nefesh, prepared to die for Hashem, Mishom Nimshach Kiddushas Nafshois Yisrael Sheyatzu Mimenu. That's where it's inherent in each and every single Jew that comes from Yitzchak Avinu, Zera Yitzchak. Remember, we just learned in Shulchan Aruch today, Hilcha Shofar, that we're called Zera Yitzchak. That's why every Jew has it in his guts. Sheyesh b'kol echad v'echad miYisrael nefesh kedoisha shemarutzo limsar nafshe al kiddush Hashem tamid. Each and every Jew, even the most irreligious Jew and the most simple Jew, has the goods. He's got it in himself to be prepared to actually die for Hashem if his faith is put to the test. Nimtza, we see from this shekol echad miYisrael nafshoi uritzaynoi chozok tamid l'Hashem Yisborach. That knows. Imagine if we say that a Jew is prepared at any time of day or night to die for Hashem. You're talking about somebody who's got very serious desire to please. You know, talk about somebody aiming to please. You go to a waiter in a hotel and you wake him up at 9, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, tell him you want a cup of coffee, he'll tell you where to go. Why? Because as much as he'll tell you at breakfast, lunch, or so, that he's aiming to please, it's up until a certain point, and if you cross that line, he'll cross your face. But here, a Jew who's prepared to die for Hashem at any time that's his faith is put to the test, that's an incredible level of ratzayim. Ki kol echad miYisrael muchon lomus al kiddush Hashem. Each and every single Jew has it inside of himself to be prepared to die for kiddush Hashem. Ki bipnimis nafshoi, because in the innermost recesses of his soul, ritzoynoi chozok ma'oid ma'oid l'Hashem Yisborach, he has an incredible, intense desire to please Hashem. Rak v'ze machmas shekulonu b'nei Yitzchak Avinu sh'nekad al gabi ha'mizbeach. Because we all come from and are descendants of Yitzchak Avinu, who was tied on the altar, v'rotza lomus b'shvil Yisborach, and was prepared to die for Hashem. U'pnimis ha'hevel v'horotza inazeh onu mamshichem l'toich ha'shofar. Now, the innermost aspect of this desire is what's found in the breath of the shofar, shehu bechinas shofar shel Eloi shel Yitzchak. That's why it's called the shofar of the ram of Yitzchak Avinu. She'oz b'shas akedo neskadei shayil. It was at that time during the akedo that ram became holy, was designated as holy, neskadei shayil tachtov, as a replacement for Yitzchak Avinu. V'oz niskadesh karnoi l'shoifor, and it was then that the ram's horn was designated as holy to be used by the Jews as the shoifor. She Yisroel zaroi shel Yitzchok yizku lahamshich pnimis ha'havol im banafoshes dikdusha hamushroshim ahem miYitzchok, so that the Jewish people should have the ability to draw onto themselves the innermost portion of that breath of Kiddusha, that desire of Kiddusha, which originates from Yitzchak Avinu. He's the symbol of it. Yamshichu v'yotziu oisam l'chutz al yidei ha'shofar ha'kodesh. The Jews are able to draw on that and bring it forth on Rosh Hashanah via the shofar, the holy shofar, shehu kolul mikol hahavolim vahakolos, the shofar which represents the sum total of all types of holy breath and all types of holy sounds. Kama shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as the Zoyer HaKodesh describes the shofar, asar d'chol kolim nafke minei ikri shofar. The Zoyer HaKodesh says the place from which come forth all sounds is called shofar. V'alidei shemoitzin pnimiyas hanefesh. And again, note, when a Baal Tokea blows, you know that any decent Baal Tokea isn't blowing from his mouth. He's blowing from his lungs. It's coming from deep inside. That's where it's coming from. So it's that pnimiyas hanefesh that's coming forth in that shofar. Shehem bechinas havolim digdusha, which represents this holy hevel, mitoich ha-shofar, coming forth from the shofar. That's what's supposed to inspire all the people in the shul, all the people that are listening to it, to return to Hashem, b'tshuva. Ki elu ha'avolim l'kedusha, heim b'chinas nefoshois kedoshois, because that breath coming out of that shofar, that hevel l'kedusha that's coming out of that shofar, represents the holy souls, sheyesh lehem koyach leilech u'lezgalgel, which have the ability to travel and roll into people, become megulgal in people, ulahachzer kol hoylam b'tshuva, and to get the entire world, even the furthest rishoyim, to do tshuva. Shezet tzrichim b'Rosh Hashanah. That's what we need most on Rosh Hashanah, which is the opening day of the 10 days of tshuva. Ukemavur b'hatoyra hanal, goybel hakoyach shel ha'avolim d'kdusha, ulahachzer rishoyim b'tshuva kanal. As is explained in that chapter in Likud Imran, the incredible power of this hevel of Kiddusha in being effective in getting Rishon to turn around. There's other chapters in Likud Imran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this concept. I'll give you a perfect example of it so you'll see. I'll bring you proof from the regular Torah. If you recall, in Megillas Esther, it starts out with Haman, you know, climbing the ladder, and it seems like the enemies of the Jews are rolling, they're on a roll, they're being very successful, and it looks like the Jews are about to get burned again, you know, destroyed, done away with completely. Suddenly, Mordechai HaTzadik does his thing, Vayitzak Tzo'oko Gedoylo Moro, he screams a bitter scream, he cries out Hashem, and he gets all the Jews to fast and cry, sackcloth, and suddenly we find there's a reversal. And it says about Mordechai in the Megillah, v'shomoy hoylech b'chol hamedinos, that the sounds of Mordechai were suddenly heard in all the distant countries. His fame spread far and wide. And then it goes on to say, v'rabim me'ame ho'oretz mesyahadim, that many of the non-Jews converted at that time, ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleim. Similar situation. Because Mordechai didn't travel to each and every single goy's house and sit down with him and discuss it with him and everything. When there is this blast of this hevel dikdusha, when these havolim dikdusha, these sounds of kedusha and these ritzoinis, intense ritzoinis of the Jews, get together and they express it verbally, that has the ability to travel thousands of miles and go into whoever it's supposed to go into. It's got radar on it. It knows where to go and which house to go into, which house not to go into. And any person who's qualified to be a candidate for tshuva, even if it's a non-Jew, those havolim find that address and bring him back. That's the rope. That goes into the person, and it causes an explosion inside, and causes that person to suddenly have different desires than what they had before.
Two questions. First of all, we're tying Abraham and Yitzchak together. What zuchus are we, you know, the Bnei Yaakov, to really have, you know, in this whole thing? It's not like an exclusive arrangement.
We just had this a few minutes ago. We were learning Shulchan Aruch, and in the Shulchan Aruch it mentioned that in the Shmone Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, we say, Uzechus Akedas Yitzchok Lizaroi Tizkor. So we said that that the Shulchan Aruch says that there are some people who don't like that, because Zaroi could be Esav, so therefore they change it Lizaroi Shel Yaakov Tizkor. But it says that many places can challenge that and say it's unnecessary and you're changing the words of the Chachamim. Why? Because they bring proof from a Pasuk in Chumash that the term Zera Yitzchok is only Yaakov. What was Esav? He was junk. He was the chaff. And they prove it because there's a pasuk where Hashem says to Yitzchok Avinu, "Ki lizaracho etenes kol harot Yisrael, your children, I'm going to give all of these lands." And none of it went to Esav, it was only to Yaakov. So it seems that there is legal, 100% legal right to say that only Yitzchok, that when we talk about Zera Yitzchok, it's only Yaakov, not Esav. Also, we find that when Avram Avinu spoke to Yitzchok Avinu, when Hashem spoke to Avram Avinu and said to him, "Ki be Yitzchok yukorei lecho Zora," the Gemara says, "Be Yitzchok velo kol Yitzchok." Hashem said to him that from Yitzchok will come forth few children. Not all of Yitzchok, but from means subset, like a subset of a set, implying that Esav, we still have the exclusive. We do have the exclusive.
The question was then, if these ruchot come in, these from tzaddikim, then aren't they in a sense replacing the original nefesh that a person has?
Not necessarily. This is what the Arizal explains, that there's different terminologies that are used. The term Gilgul usually implies replacement. There's a different term called Ibur. The term Gilgul usually implies permanent replacement. There's another term the Arizal uses called Ibur, where a person can have a soul of a tzaddik enter into him and join his own soul and give him the additional energy that he needs. A person wants to do a certain mitzvah, but he has 60% of the desire and the power, the energy to do that mitzvah. He's lacking 40%. You have a tzaddik in heaven in Gan Eden who wants to do the mitzvah but has no body to do it in. In Gan Eden there's no mitzvah. Tough luck. The Arizal says that some tzaddikim are given the privilege that they can come down, they can go inside of a person who has some good desire, but not enough. Their neshama goes in, joins with that person, together they pull the mitzvah off, both share the credit for the mitzvah, and then whenever the tzaddik wants, he pulls out and goes back upstairs, and the train keeps moving, that kind of thing. So it seems that there's a lot of variations of this, and again I say, the Arizal is the address for this, for specifics of information on how this works and when and why.
Are you doubting for this kind of stuff?
Of course, definitely. There are certain tefillos, in fact, in Likutei Tefillos it's mentioned, and I've seen in other tefillos, where we ask that we should be zeche to receive assistance from above, that the angels should help us, and the tzaddikim from above should help us, that they should actually enter inside of us and give us the additional rotzen that we need to pull off mitzvahs and everything.
Tzaddikim is of that nature?
Excuse me?
Shameless tzaddikim, is that the intention?
I would think it's a posh part of the intention. It's saying that even when we read Shameless tzaddikim, the intent is that we're trying to arouse their zuchus and their koyach to give us the help that we need. For sure. I believe we're going to get to that.
The spirit of one side, can you appear to more than one person at the same time?
When I find out, I'll let you know. See your local Ariza. I'm saying you have to know what the rules. Exactly. In heaven, they're not limited by space or time or anything. For sure. The Zohar Kodesh says, Moshe Isa b'chol dor v'dora. Moshe, the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu is found in every generation. In the leaders, the true tzaddikim of the dor have part a nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. See? There is such a thing, for sure.
This is why we're warned so much about what you say and be so careful about what you say, and that will pech us for showing you, when you see what kind of ramifications you can have. And also with neighbors, you should keep away from that neighbor, that it's, the hashpa they can have on you, chas for showing.
Exactly.
A very deep level.
Even when they simply express their own ritzinos, the type of, you get a person's living next door to a goy or a Jew who's anti-Hashem chas v'shalom, and that Jew is simply verbalizing the expression of their desires to do things against Hashem, and the vapors that are coming from his mouth, the word, are traveling. And naturally they'll affect the people closer more quickly than the people, in more distance away.
It's so weird. I know this. Communication is the way you have it. You hear a television. That's not... how does that... related to radio, it's not somebody's voice, it's not their breath per se,
it's some offshoot of it. It's an offshoot of it, or a tape recorder. notes again, it's not like hearing it from a person. Rabbi Nizal has chapters in the Gemara where he discusses that reading a sefer is not the same as hearing it from the tzaddik who spoke the words, and he shows some of the differences. But it definitely is something. We know that when you listen to music on a tape recorder, it's not exactly the same as being at the concert, but it's still a very powerful experience in whatever way, whether it's positive or negative. If it's good music or bad music, you know, it's still it definitely does have major ramifications. Rabbi Nizal says that listening to the Hevel Peh of an apikliris is moiled a rotzon feniuf in a person. There's a chapter in the Kutumana where Rabbi Nizal says that when a person who is anti-faith in Hashem, that kind of thing, speaks, the vapors that are coming from his mouth inject into the listeners desires for illicit relations, that kind of thing. And Rabbi Nizal proves it from Bilam. He shows exactly in Psukim in the Torah how that works. Yud Aleph. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh b'chinas tkiya shvorim trua tkiya. Now he's going to explain the four basic different sounds of the shofar, how they tie into what we just discussed. Tkiya, hi b'chinas tkiyas kaf. The term tkiya refers to making a serious connection. We know when people want to make consummate a deal and they want to make a bond, but they want to show a bond between them, they shake hands. In Hebrew, that's called tkiyas kaf. So tkiya is miloshin tkiyas kaf. Bechinas hiskashrus el tzadikim amitim. This refers to the union of hiskashrus. To whom? To the true tzadikim. Shemehem mekablim hanefoshes v'havolim dikdusha v'kanal. We said earlier that they are the address, they're the best source from which a person could receive these nefoshes of kedusha, these havolim of kedusha. Kikol nefoshes Yisroel tzrichim lekabel koyach havolim dikdusha. Because all the Jewish souls have to receive this Hevel Dikdusha from the Tzadikim. Interestingly, that Hevel is one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Arizal says that the word Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, represents the three Gilgulim of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mem stands for Moshe, the Shin stands for Sheis, and the Hei stands for Hevel. And the Arizal says, why was he called Hevel? The Hay stands for the five books of the Torah, five books of the Chumash, which begin with Beis and end with Lamed. That's the word Hevel. So right there you have a symbolism in that the term Hevel relates to Tzadik, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Here Rav Nosson Zal says that each and every Jew has to receive these Havolam Nikdusha from the Tzadikim. That's what the tkiya of the shofar. The shofar is where these havolim are coming from. So the Gemara says, with the shofar blow a tkiya. That's implying that you need to know that in order to receive the benefits of those sounds of the shofar, you have to be mekusher to the tzaddik. As the pasuk says, kol ho'amim tiku kof. It says that there's going to come a time when all the nations of the world are going to hold hands. They're going to clasp hands. Shepirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says over there, Hischabru Yachad. They're going to unite. Chibur, attachment. So we see Tekiya refers to Hiskashrus. Hainu Sheyisarvu V'Hiskashru Yachad L'Horiyel Alikim. This means that all the nations of the world are going to join together, attach themselves together in order to praise Hashem. That's what the tkiya symbolizes. Next, shvorim zebechinas leiv nishbor venitke. The word shvorim means broken, referring to a broken heart. Bechinas hishtoikikus v'kisufim chazokim lashem yisborach. This refers to a person who has a deep, deep desire to Hashem, a yearning for Hashem. Shaydeze liboy nishbor tomid. Which is what gives a person a broken heart. A person who feels a constant deep yearning to come close to Hashem, that puts a person in the state of brokenheartedness, which is not depression, not sadness, chas v'shalom. You know, a billion miles away from that. Leiv nishbor is an item of kedusha. It's not a hopelessness. On the contrary, it's a certain humbleness and a beetle of Kedusha that comes from this intense, consistent desire to come close to Hashem. So that's what the Shvorim represents. This constant desire and yearning for Hashem, which leads to Leiv Nishbor. V'ze b'chinas trua. Now, what does the trua represent? Loshen ahava v'hishtoikekus l'Hashem Yisborach. That represents the love and yearning for Hashem. K'moy shekosov, as the pasuk says, Lohibit oven b'yakov. Hashem sees no wrong in the Jewish people. Uteruas melech boy. And the love of the king is in them. Upirish Rashi. Rashi says on the word uteruas in the Chumash, loshen chibo v'reus, that the word teruas is miloshen reus, friendship, love. Hainu bechinas ahavo v'rotzon. This refers to love and desire. Bechinas ahavo v'shtoikukus l'Hashem Yisborach, referring to a Jew's deep love and desire for Hashem. Bechinas, as we say, ki choylas ahavo oni. I am sick from love for Hashem. My love for Hashem is so intense that I feel sick from it. Sick meaning broken heart. That brokenness, broken heartedness. Kimuva b'hatoyra hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal makes reference to this pasuk in chapter 31 in Likutei Moran. V'zehu b'chinas tkiya achroino. Now, why do we have the tkiya at the end? So far we defined tkiya shvorim trua. What's the second tkiya for? Lachzor ulekasher kol ha'olam lahakisufin v'hanefoshois v'havolim digdusha kidei lahachzor kulam lamutov. The second tkiya, the first tekiah represented you being makasha yourself, the Jews first becoming makushat ritzadikim. The second tekiah represents taking that a step further and taking the rest of the world and being makasha them to this level of kedusha in order to bring them all back. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'hoyo v'yoyim hahu, that there's going to come a day, yitoka b'shoifor godol, when they're going to blow a very great shofar, uvo ha'oiv de me'eretz Ashur v'hanidoch me'eretz Mitzrayim, and the furthest people far away from Hashem are all going to be brought in. They're all going to be zipped in. Kitki ha'rishayno chulekasher atzmeinu letzadikei emes k'dei v'kapel mehem ha'avol v'anafoshes tikushakanal. The first tikiya is addressing us, the Jews, those who want to come close to tzaddikim. The first tekiah is a message for us to attach ourselves solidly to the tzaddikim. Utkiach roino, hi kidei lekasher eleinu gam kol ha'olam. The second tekiah is for us to know that we have a responsibility to bring in the rest of the world and attach them to the tzaddik. Shekulam yikablu elu ha'avolim v'nefoshes dikdusha, so that all of them should receive these vapors of kedusha and these holy souls, k'dei shekulam yeshuv l'Hashem Yisborach, so that all return to Hashem al-Yidezeh through this. V'yikablu oil malchus aleim, and accept upon themselves the kingdom of Hashem.